Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Whispering in the kitchen, eh? Tim and Guy, separated by ocean still. It's Tim's birthday. This entire episode is like a precursor to, if I remember correctly, sort of one of Tim's genuine low points across all of our work together. It's his birthday. I'm in Edinburgh. And we're bickering. We're bickering in a way, I'm not against it. I'm not totally against it, but I think the project and the long distance nature of the recordings at this point are taking their toll, and I think it's showing in the episode. I don't remember vividly. The watching experience, but I remember the fitting inside of it. You know, it's funny also to hear me talking about stand-up comedy in the year 2014. I guess it's kind of nice. I'm treating it with the same reverence I do now. It's just embarrassing to think that I don't think I was that good at it. But this is like a this is a two-part episode basically, because you hear episode 26. This is us responding to the movie after a delayed response. We'd watched it, failed to record one, knocked this guy out. And then if I remember correctly, we just go straight to work. On Tim's birthday, we watch it again, we roll again. And if memory serves in that episode, I'm pretty rude to Tim. So this one, think of it as like the setup. Think of it as June to episode 27's June 2. Lots to look forward to it.
Hello and welcome to the worst idea of all time. My name is Agamonda Gummery.
What's this character we're doing, Guy? Who's this guy?
This is a guy who's been drinking all night.
Oh, I see.
Who are you? Who even are you?
Guy Montgomery, I am a man who decided on his birthday, a day usually in Western culture celebrated by doing what you want to do, going out with friends, having a drink, having a little party. I went, no. Not me. I would quite like to watch Grown Ups 2 for the 27th time in a row, if I may.
That would suggest that you are a man who doesn't want to watch Grown Ups 2 with me right now, which I find slightly offensive. Anyway, before we can get to the 27th viewing, we better explain the situation. We reached the halfway point a couple of days ago, maybe even a week ago. It felt like a long time. Yeah. We watched Grown Ups 2 together for the 26th time. However, after the viewing, when we tried to record the podcast, there was a faulty internet connection. We had to postpone, which is a first.
And I would like to personally lay the blame at Orcon's feet, because they fucked us.
Hey, mate,
on that one.
Cuss them out some more. I was with Orcon when I lived in a flat, and they were fucking atrocious.
The thing is, I've been with Orcon for a while, and they were good. And then, for this particular thing, they were so shit. They cut us off without telling us and then wouldn't reconnect us. Took fucking ages. It was like a real dick move. And I need the internet for shit, man. It's 2014, for Christ's sake.
Exactly.
Anyway, back online now. Full noise, full speed. Here it is.
Back online, back in the game. So this podcast, this episode, number 26, is definitely going to have a different flavour.
Now, hold on, Guy. Can you explain what the podcast is? Because I think people need a refresher.
Okay. It's pretty simple. Tim and I watch and review Grown Ups 2 once a week for a year. So that is, I mean, I guess what frustrates me about this being the 26th episode is it's not right off the back of watching the movie, because this is the halfway point. Mm-hmm. We're literally on top of Mount Everest. Well, I was going to use an analogy where we climb a mountain and then the last 26 is us descending the mountain. But if I'm going to use the Mount Everest analogy, I'd say we're halfway up the mountain.
Yeah, that's a fair analogy. That's a good use of that analogy. Well done.
And that's pretty much the whole thing. So if you've just decided to tune into this particular podcast, like, oh, I'll see what's happening on episode 26, and you're not enjoying yourself already, fuck off.
Hey, we don't want you. We don't need you.
We don't need
you. Get
out. We don't need anyone. It's just Tim and I against the world. I booked a return flight a week ago as well, Tim. I can't wait to watch the movie sitting next to you.
That's me clapping. That is me applauding that decision. I can't wait.
I get back on the very early on the 3rd of September. So if you want to sit next to me.
There is something so uniquely depressing about doing this project and having to watch the movie alone.
Mate, there's something so depressing about doing this project and having to watch the movie alone while the biggest arts festival in the world rages on all around you. But I get back very early on the 3rd. I thought we could do a jet lag episode. What do you say?
Guy, wonderful idea. So you're telling me that in addition to us doing two podcasts and one viewing on the day of my 27th birthday, you want to spend the day you get back from a large international trip watching Grown Ups 2. Is that what I'm hearing?
I think you're being a bit harsh on yourself there, Tim. I want to spend the first day I get back from an international journey with you.
Ah, you. You are drunk, aren't you?
Read between the lines, you aged prick.
That's very lovely, Guy, and I'll be delighted.
I am fucking lovely. I got my little long black hair in my hand. I'm going to have a sip of that.
You certainly do. Now, listen, Guy, how did you feel watching Grown Ups 2 for the 26th time? Can you remember what feelings were running through your head?
No, not vividly. I don't remember. I think I was a bit numb, maybe. I don't remember enjoying it or actively not enjoying it like I have with previous viewings. I think it was just like, I do think that knowing in my head it was the halfway point sort of helped me get through somewhat. Yeah. Like I think that it made it a more forgiving watch than others have been. And also we were exchanging quite a lot of notes, given the way it's all worked out, it's quite fortuitous because we can revisit them. But I think we were sort of both tuned in to the movie in the same way, and that we were seeing things that even to this point we hadn't seen.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Making points we hadn't made. Mm. How did you feel?
I felt similar. There was, from memory, a uniquely depressing and crushing feeling to that viewing.
What time was it when you watched it?
I think it was one of those middle of the night viewings. Yeah, it was. It was one of those late night, early morning for Guy Montgomery. Tim Bat, everyone's asleep and he's alone in his flat whispering into a microphone trying to get his 3G connection to work kitchen.
That's right, whispering in the kitchen. Your classic Tim Bat scenario.
Whispering in the kitchen, Tim Bat's third album. It's a shatter. It really tapered off after that sophomore attempt.
I reckon Whispering in the Kitchen is a great name for a debut album. Tim Bat is Whispering in the Kitchen, featuring such hits as I Look Like a Psycho If Anyone Walked In Right Now.
It sounds like a country album, I think. I should like it to be produced by Taylor Swift.
It sounds more like a Christian music album recorded by two parents who are having a massive fight, but they don't want to wait to...
One of those Christian albums where they've kind of like missed the mark quite heavily and they're actually just bonkers. They're just clinically insane. But you're right. You mentioned in passing there, Guy, quite a fortuitous little feature of that viewing, which was that half an hour into starting, we just started Facebook messaging each other. So we've actually got a bit of a running commentary of what was going through our heads at the time.
Yeah.
Let's start going through some of that.
Should we just do it from the top? Because you started it, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I did. So, like, clearly I can see where we started the movie because I went 3-2-1 go so we could be watching the exact same moment simultaneously.
And and we spent half an hour without saying anything to each other.
Yeah. But this wasn't planned or anything. It just impromptu we started flicking notes across the classroom and I opened up with and I think quite a valid point. If the soft serve machine was busted, wouldn't you close the shop? because the only thing it sells is fucking ice cream, right? And then I go on to make a further, in my mind, pretty good point. Colin Quinn asks Adam Sandler's daughter, what would you like? Hey, it's probably ice cream, brother, you know? You sell ice cream. That's all you sell.
I would like to play the role of devil's advocate here.
I knew you were going to call me on my bullshit. Go on.
Well, they probably do milkshakes and stuff as well, you know?
Yeah, they probably do. They probably do.
I know. I remember when I read that, I was really on board with what you were saying. Like,
you're probably like, drunk then too, mate.
No, it was early in the morning.
It's early in the morning now. Look at you.
Yeah, but that was a different time, right? I've been being really sensible. It's just that I did some gigs last night and I got pretty excited because everyone had to look at me for 10 minutes intermittently. I tell you what, of all the things I thought would derail this podcast, I did not think it would be one of us being drunk.
We've surfed that wave so many times up until now. Like, I thought we had this.
Yeah, I thought we had it too. Anyway, what I was saying was, like, it's an ice cream shop, sure, but they have other options. Milkshakes, ice blocks, probably.
Into this point more? You feel like this deserves some more time on the podcast? Okay, please, continue.
Look, when we start arguing semantics over what and what doesn't deserve to be discussed on the podcast, I think that's when we're both losing. None of this deserves to be discussed on the podcast. Anyway, it was a good point. I laughed when I read it. I thought, I love where Tim Batt's head's at right now.
So then, what did you say for that? You said, but what about these beers?
I just said a direct quote. In the movie, which is at one point, two of the young characters they're in their last year of high school, get offered
not
beers.
That young.
Well, yeah.
Like 18, no, 17.
Like 18, 17 or 18. Anyway, they get given beers at a party. And the thing is, because this movie is just sends such a negative message, like across the board. And I feel like occasionally they just clamber to try and have a positive social message. And I think this is an instance of them sort of just with their fingers hanging off a cliff saying, please respect us. So they get given two beers, and one of them, Adam Sandler's son, turns to Chris Rock's son and says, but what about these beers, man? If we don't drink them, they'll be onto us. And I'm not sure I'm ready for beer yet. Just drink the beer. It's fucking the first day of summer. It's stinging hot. You just finished high school.
But also, I love that you wrote. So you just put down the quote, I'm not sure I'm ready for beer yet, in the preceding lines. And you said that line of dialogue pops off the page.
Yeah.
Then, well, imagine seeing the script written down, man. Imagine it.
Well, one day we will. One day we'll do.
Do you know what I'm gonna do, bro? I'm gonna buy you the script as a present. Like at the end of this, I'm gonna find a way to like source the script and print it out.
Give That'll it to be good. Me I'll fucking I'll frame it, mate.
You will. You bloody
at the,
will.
At the end of all this, that would be the most fantastic heirloom.
Cap it off.
Anyway, so there was that observation. Then you've been, we're just rehashing a conversation we had on the internet.
Dude, I don't know if you realise, but this podcast is us rehashing a movie for an entire year, so it's fine.
Don't get me wrong. God, they got a lot of coins here. Listen to this. They got too many coins.
What are you dealing with there in Scotland? Are they on the euro?
Well, no, they're on the pound, mate. They're on the pound, but
They've got their own pound, but it's tied to the pound sterling. Is that right? So they're always the same.
That's correct, although there is a referendum on at the moment. Scotland is looking at becoming independent.
That'll never happen.
There's a vote. It's happening, like, right now. There's people
really?
Like, out on the streets giving out flyers saying, vote yes, which means vote yes for independence.
That's exciting.
It's really not. Like,
no, it is. Come on, it's a little
there's
exciting.
People all over the streets here giving out flyers. It's not fucking exciting at all. They're just, I don't know, it's exciting for the Scots, but I'm not too invested in the whole situation, so to speak. Why do you think it's exciting?
Because it's always exciting when in 2014 a nation is still squabbling about whether it should be independent or not. You would have thought they'd have that sussed by now.
Well, would you like us to become a republic?
Yeah, man.
New Zealand? Yeah?
Yeah. But I've got nothing to back that up. It just feels like a good idea, you know?
I know what you mean, exactly. If we became a republic, would we still be allowed in the Commonwealth Games?
Nah, man, we wouldn't. That's the thing. And we hold on to that shit. What other, collection of athletics are we going to come sixth in None.
Exactly.
We need the Commonwealth Games.
It's like we go from being the 40th biggest guy in high school to being like the 6th biggest guy in high school.
Exactly.
And I'm not ready to give that up. Anyway, on to the movie. So you, after my comment, you wrote back.
Where are we?
You found a continuity error with Kevin James' character. I don't think it's continuity error. I just think it's an instance of Kevin James' character being a fucking pathological liar.
Is that where he says at one point that he's jumped off Suicide 35 and everyone says that he hasn't or some shit?
Yeah. But he said...
Yeah, they need to... Nah, like, the way that it's... Because the treatment in the film of that is not, like, that of a character lying. It is that of a scriptwriter that forgot which way it goes and then no one proofreading the script.
Yeah.
It's classic continuity error if you... pay attention to it.
No,
which you have the opportunity to do, Guy, because we're about to watch the fucking movie again after this, immediately after this.
That's what I'm quite looking forward to in the podcast, is through this episode I'm excitable and slightly drunk, and then you'll be able to chart my descent into
you are going to be
tired and hungover. It's going to be such a different flavour of a podcast.
You're going to be so grim, brother.
But in saying that, I think the reason that they could be so lazy with it is on account of the characters all having massive personality defects, and so even if oh no, there's gonna be a continuity error, then Dennis Dugan, the director, and Adam Sandler, writer, would have just said, yeah, but don't worry about it, because it turns out Kevin James' character in this movie is just a fucking liar, and then they were like, okay.
Well, it does make sense. It makes it like a cohesive thing.
Yeah. More continuity errors, though. Chris Rock.
You said Chris Rock continuity errors all over the show. Tool belt and sunglasses and shit. Now, this seems like it would be pretty big.
Yeah.
So I'm going to look out for it this time.
What you'll notice is Chris Rock is wearing his tool belt in Kmart for no reason. Like, dude, you're not going to work in Kmart. You're not going to work all day, frankly. I don't know why the fuck you took the tool belt out of the house.
At no point did he go to work.
He's swanning around Kmart trying to look like he's an industrious member of society by wearing his tool belt. Yeah. And then I can't remember when he stops wearing it. Maybe in the car yard, in the car park, it suddenly disappears. And there's also a similar amount of confusion around, like, sunglasses. He's got sunglasses in his shirt.
You know, you meant it was, like, continuity errors and, like, between shots it appears and disappears.
Well, it is between shots, isn't it? The nature of a movie it's a series of shots, you fucking idiot. Well,
you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, but like if you wore, okay, if we went to Kmart together.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
God forbid. And you walked in wearing your tool belt for your
job. Whoa, dude. We should attempt to watch and record in a Kmart. Like, watch the entire movie on one of their TVs and record it in the store.
I really like that idea. You definitely have to. But
Where's Kmart? Where can you even find a fucking Kmart?
Yeah. Do they exist?
Really,
they used to be really prolific. Do you remember when...
I'm going to Google Kmart.
when you were younger, there used to, or when I was younger and you were younger too, there used to be like an ad on TV for, I just saw you reply to a tweet, you fucking asshole. We're doing a podcast
here. I was looking up Kmart's and it... Wait a minute, that means you've got Twitter open, so fuck you, double jeopardy.
They just come through as notifications in the top right corner of my screen.
Oh, my bad.
Anyway, there was an ad where a woman used to sit in a room surrounded by toys, and I think it was like an ad for Kmart, and she'd just be surrounded by toys and like talk about how cool her life is or something. And I always wanted to find that room, and I lived in Christchurch near a suburb called Hornby. And in Hornby, there's a Coupland's Bakery, and the colours of Coupland's Bakery the colours of Coupland's Bakery are red and blue, and so we'd drive past this bakery when we'd go to the movies, and I'd always think that that's where they recorded it. I always thought that, like, in this, what turns out to be a disgusting pie shop, was a room just filled with toys and a woman and a camera, and she lived there. I must have been quite young, or stupid.
Guy, I'm having trouble following where the fuck your head is at right now. I can only fathom what people listening to this while they're like driving or at the gym or walking around, just struggling to keep up with the drunken ineptitude of this out loud venture into your childhood. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? You've lost it, mate. You're gone.
I thought that was pretty coherent.
Hey, so there's a Kmart in St. Luke's and one in Henderson, so we'll pick one of those when you get back.
St. Luke's.
I'm glad we settled that.
What? You put me off.
I'm sorry, but it was... I kind of followed what you were saying, but it was just so...
Wait, you were so distracted. The thing is that people at home will understand because they weren't fucking busy Googling Kmart like you were.
Well, maybe
you've got no respect
should.
For me anymore. I don't like the way you're aging, Tim Bat.
Oh, guy. Lay off. Lay off, mate.
Okay, the next thing you've written is Patty Swartz sucks something fierce. I don't even know what that means.
It's Patrick Schwarzenegger, but I couldn't spell Schwarzenegger, so I condensed it to Patty Schwartz.
It's quite a good nickname. Patty Schwartz!
Sure. And then I've said, pretty sure Taylor Lautner is part Native American. Patty is so white and European. You're not brothers, bro.
All right, that's you just being petty, because you know for a fact that fraternity brothers refer to each other as brothers, even though they're not related.
Holy fuck! I didn't. That never clicked for me. I always thought that he was referring to him as his biological brother.
What?
Yeah, every time I've seen it, I've thought that. You're blowing my mind, Montgomery.
That's insane. How could you think that they were brothers? They're so obviously not brothers. And like,
I know,
fraternities,
I just... You go.
Surely you know that... You understand fraternities, right?
Yeah, sure. But I never connected those dots. I just chalked it up to the, like, stupidness of whoever the casting agent was.
Yeah, fair enough. The movie does play... It's playing games. Plays games with you.
Because every now and then it gets something right to throw you a curveball for all the shit it gets wrong. Just to keep you on your toes.
That is correct.
That's how it gets here. Then we entered into a discussion about potential trademark violations, because in the garage where Higgins works, that Lemonsoft owns, there is a van that they're working on which has an X-Men from Star Wars spray painted on it. So I mused, if he wanted to, could George Lucas sue due to the X-Wing on the van? To which you responded, I don't know Star Wars, which isn't really relevant, but that's fine.
It's pretty relevant. Because I don't know how, like, unique to Star Wars... Probably pretty unique to Star Wars it is, I guess. But then I said, but posit that question in the cast. Is it
yes.
Let's talk
and
about
here
it.
Here we are. But this is terrible. I don't like going through this stream of consciousness messages bullshit. It's not flying with me, mate.
It's not working for you?
Nah, it's not, man. Is it working for you?
No, I don't know. I'm pretty chilled out. I made some other notes.
Tell me about your gig last night. Let's take a brief respite from the movie and me yelling at you about various things.
Okay, so it was real fun. There's a show here called the Alternative Comedy Memorial Society. And it's like, it's pretty much a safe space for comics. During the festival, it's like somewhere where they can go blow off steam. And it's not a traditional stand-up show in the slightest. Like, it's like you go there and you fuck around. Like, last week, when I went to the first one I saw, Michael Legg and Robin Ince went on stage, and they sang a song, and it went, A, you're adorable, B, you're adorable, C, you're adorable, And it went on and on. They did the whole alphabet. And then afterwards, Robin Hood said, and now the other, like, something like, and now the other side of the story. One, you're adorable. Two, you're... And it was so funny and so silly. And then afterwards, after every act, the hosts come on stage and they say, a failure! And the whole crowd shouts back, a noble failure! Anyway, through some meeting of people, I managed to get a spot on it, and I did it last night. And
awesome.
I was quite wanted. Yeah, it's like, it's a proper institute here, and I was quite sort of unsure of what to do. So I came up with several concepts, but none of them were really doing it for me. And then eventually, I settled on, I went up on stage wearing like, so like about 15 different items of clothing, several layers of clothing, like layers and layers of clothing. And I went up to the microphone and I said, what did I say? I said, oh, what's up, Edinburgh? Some weather we're having. And then no one laughed, because why would you laugh at that? And then I said, whoo, is it getting hot in here, or is it just me? And I took off my jacket. And then I said, oh, look, mate, this is just blatantly disrespectful.
No, listen.
I'm sorry, everyone. Tim's ruined the rehashing of the gig for the whole podcast. You don't know anything about it.
Guy!
No, I'm genuinely drunk and I'm sensitive and listening I'm offended by your behaviour. You're not listening.
I am listening to your retelling the story.
You were communicating with someone, mate. You're on video now, right? You can't just blatantly lose interest in the middle of my thread.
I was listening to most of that. I heard overwhelming majority of it.
I'm hurt.
Guy, stay with me. Stay with me, bro.
No, you fucking stay with me, Tim. Fucking get me to tell a story and then tune out halfway through.
I got up to when you said some weather we're having and then no one laughed. And then what? And then what?
What? But what? What's the situation? Tell me the situation.
What situation?
Well, what's the context of me saying some weather we're having?
That you're at that alternative comedy memorial gig event.
So you weren't listening at all.
What is this test?
You're not. Fuck you! You weren't even listening in the slightest.
I was.
Yes, that's correct. But there was more detail peppered in, which is vital to the story. This is what it must be like listening to Mum and Dad have a fight in the kitchen. This is whispering in the kitchen. Fuck you, Timbert. I'm fucked up.
Enough. I'll put this one up. This has gone well south. I started talking to my flatmate about having another cup of tea, and you really spit the fucking dummy, man. This really got out of hand.
I'm just disgusted. You can't ask me to tell a story and then tune out.
I listened to so much of it, and I just wanted to figure out another cup of tea.
You did listen to so much of it. You completely missed the fucking story.
I don't know what to do, man.
Well,
you definitely can't tell it again.
I mean, I can.
No, everyone else has heard it. Then you're telling it twice on the podcast.
They haven't heard it. They've only heard the setup. They haven't heard what actually happened.
But then what are you getting angry about?
Because you didn't even listen to the setup. I was going to tell another fucking minute or so of a story. You weren't even going to understand it. And then you're going to laugh politely and pretend that you knew what was happening, even though you didn't.
Here's what I heard. Two comics I haven't heard of before did this gig the night prior and sung a delightful song where they sung A is for adorable, B is for adorable. Then we got to, now the other side of the story. One is you're adorable, two is you're adorable. Okay? And then you had the opportunity to do the gig, which is fantastic. So you got up there and you said some weather we're having in Edinburgh and no one laughed. And why should they? Because it wasn't funny. And that's when an offer of tea was made and I tried to suss out some logistics.
Look, you're going to listen back to this podcast and be embarrassed by how rude you were.
Yeah, that's why I'm not sure if I'm going to put it up.
No, you're definitely going to put it up. This is a fucking zinger. I was wearing like 15 layers of clothing.
Oh my God, I did miss that.
I didn't hear you say that. Very important piece of content, fucking asshole.
Oh, this is a great story. Yeah, keep going.
And I went, lots of clothing. And I went on stage.
I'm getting so berated on my birthday. You can get fucked. I've got some sort of get out of jail free card.
It's not your birthday here. Oh, it is actually. Is your birthday on Tuesday the 19th?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is your birthday here. But I don't care because you were rude. So I'm wearing all these clothes. And I said, oh, it's some weather we're having. And then no one laughed because why would they? You might remember that part of the story. And then I said, whew, is it getting hot in here or is it just me? And I took off my jacket. And then I said, whoa, is it getting hot in here or is it just me? And I took off another layer. And I just kept saying, whoa, is it getting hot in here or is it just me? Until I was completely naked.
Wow.
At which point I said, whoa, did someone turn the air conditioning on here? It's getting a bit chilly. And then I proceeded to put my clothes back on while saying it was cold.
Wow.
And how many gigs are there in the world where that is like, where you can do that?
How, were you intoxicated at that point? Or was that just Guy Montgomery free flowing?
That was just Guy Montgomery free flowing and total
sobriety.
That's
awesome. That's awesome, bro.
Yeah.
So what, you had the CMB out there? Were you wearing underwear or?
I had the CMB out there. I was wearing three sets of underpants. So each time I'd take one off, it would be another reveal like, oh.
That's awesome. You must have looked like the Marshmallow Man heading out there with that many clothes on.
Well, I actually, naturally I wear quite baggy clothes, which lent itself very well to the gag, because I probably just looked a bit more thick-skinned than usual.
A bit like puffy, I would think. And was it hard to move around? And how did you get that many layers of clothing on? Did someone else assist?
No. They're baggy clothes, mate.
Yeah, it's I know, but like if they're all the same amount of baggy, then it would be a logistical...
Well, no, it's a sliding scale of baggy.
Okay, that's cool.
I thought this through. Anyway, really? Look, we're running out of time on this episode of the podcast. So just give me a shining light.
Fuck, really? Okay, did I write one down?
Probably not.
I think I might have. Did you have one?
Yeah.
I scrambled to look through the notes.
I found one. It was when Adam Sandler drives a school bus to school and they're talking to the principal and all the kids get off. For some reason, I'm assuming they shot a scene which later got deleted. Keithy, if you look carefully, Keithy, his son, is still on the school bus. He's the only one on the school bus, but he's in shot. Like, you can see him through the window.
Back up again. So, when is this?
Do you listen to anything I say?
Tell me what part of the movie you're talking about specifically.
I literally just did that. How can I be the drunk and correct one?
I'm looking
Adam
through
Sandler,
my notes.
Adam Sandler drives a school bus to school, and when they're talking to Principal Tardio or whatever his name, go right to class. Now remember, today is a half day. Hey, that's my laptop. That's not... You know that one? Is that enough fucking context for you? Anyway, Adam Sandler's son, Keithy...
You're a terrible drunk.
I'm a fucking fine drunk. You're a terrible listener. Is still on the school bus. His son is still on the school bus because I'm assuming that they were going to pick up a scene that involved Keithy being on the bus, but they didn't, so it just looks weird. Like, it looks like he's got self-esteem problems and he's just stayed sitting on the school bus because he's afraid to get out and go to the last day of school.
That's your shining light.
Well... If I didn't get upset in the middle of telling you about it, it would have been. Yeah, it is my shining light.
Oh, Guy. Oh, Guy.
Oh,
come on,
Tim.
Man. Come on, man. This shit feels real now, today. This feels real. This feels too real. Surreal.
It is real. It is. The whole thing's real.
You seem genuinely hurt.
I'm not genuinely hurt.
I'm gonna... Do you know what I'm going to do, Guy? I'm going to take this opportunity to apologize for tuning out at various points. Had a long day.
You know what?
What? You're not going to accept the apology, are you?
No, I am. It's absolutely fine. Okay. I mean, when you said it like that, of course you'd tune out. I'm just talking fucking nonsense, mate.
There's some cognitive dissonance happening because I'm like, there's a weird thing about us doing the podcast before we watch the movie because I know something horrible's coming. It's like seeing storm clouds on the horizon coming toward you when you're camping.
Looks like storms are coming.
Storms brewing.
Have you got a shining light? Just make it up so we can end this one and watch the movie and record another one.
Well, I kind of like, I want to reference something you said, but then it's sort of stealing it. But you just said when at the end of the movie, when that woman's feeding the beer bong to that dog.
Yeah.
And she says, "You're an animal." She says it to the dog.
It's like, funny.
It's so silly, but it is fucking funny.
All right. It's a great shining light. And
Okay, maybe I've found it. Okay, so this is the note that I put. Did you see that guy take his green singlet? Did you ever see that guy take off his green singlet very drunkenly before, just before Lenny goes to speak to Kavanaugh? Okay, that's my shining light. There is a guy in the back. Why are you taking your clothes off?
It's hot.
Oh, no. Are you doing the bit?
I'm not doing the bit.
I don't need to see the CMB right now, man. I know it's my birthday, but I don't need that.
All right, your shining light is a guy drunkenly taking his singlet off. I'm going to look out for it in this viewing. That was episode 26 of The Worst Idea of All Time. Congratulations, everybody. We've made it to the halfway point.
I want to paint a picture of people as we close out. Guy Montgomery's proceeded to take his clothes off. He's presumably naked. I can only see him from the shoulders up, though. And he's now lying in a bed in a very kind of like relaxed, shall we say, position. It's creepy. In fact, I'm going to take a screenshot of this exact moment, and it's going to be the thumbnail for the episode. Done. Great. Thank you for that lovely smile, Guy.
You're welcome, mate. Let's watch the movie. Episode 27 coming out soon.
Oh my god, here we go again.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.